this picture went viral yesterday of this guy on a plane next to Jacob Zuma. Just a, you know, commercial flight to Durban. Simon Hodgson. Simon is on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Martin. How are you doing?
Kidding you, man.
Good.
Did you think that there will be such a reaction to your picture?
I really didn't. I mean, when I put it up, I hardly thought twice about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, the whole of yesterday was everybody trying to track me down and ask about the situation. So, in hindsight, I had no idea it was going to have such interest.
But, I mean, were you like really surprised? Because the last person you expect to sit next to you on a plane is the former very, very controversial South African president, Jacob Zuma.
100%. Yeah, and I'm normally that guy that doesn't talk to people next to me on the plane. I just keep quiet. But this time I thought, no, I'll use up the full 50 minutes and let's
Of course you do. And was he, when he smiled in the picture, but was he, did he give you that kind of look like, oh, please don't talk to me all the way to Durban?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, obviously there's been a lot of comments of people saying, oh, you should have confronted him on this and, you know, had this political thing to say. For me, that definitely isn't the time or place when you're actually there. Confronted with someone like that, you go to your pleasant self, you speak nicely, and everybody on the plane, it was a very pleasant vibe. People were friendly towards him. He was friendly towards everybody. And, he was very obliging. Anyone who wanted to come take a photo or come shake his hand, he just sat there and he was happy to chat to anyone.
Most people have big mouths. Let me tell you that. You know, like, yeah, this and that, and I'll tell him this and that. But but when you're faced with someone like that, it's like I met him once. He's very charming.
He is. He's extremely charming. He's very nice. He showed interest in myself, and I had my family with me, and he showed interest in all of us and our group we were doing. And so, yeah, when you're with him, he is very pleasant, and he's quite a charismatic character.
And what was he saying? Where was he on his way to?
So he said he was on his way to Nkandla.
And there, another controversial word. Another controversial word. You must have thought, oh my word, I'm going to bite my tongue now. But that is what it is.
I asked him, I said, oh, do you normally find cellular? Because that's quite a surprise. And he actually said to me, no, he has before. So, I mean, I know a lot of people are saying, wow, this is, I think I thought, sorry, Martin. That's why an ad cellular put out today, advertising. Listen properly with their flights. I don't know if it was them or a ripple, but he has flown with them before, and especially for a quick trip, as he says, home to Nkandla, then he says he will use a cheap airline. So, yeah, it was quite a surprise.
But was there a bodyguard with him?
Yeah, so he had a bodyguard directly behind him.
Okay.
And then by the time the flight landed, there were two more that had been seated on the plane as well. So they came forward, but they were very relaxed, and they didn't rush him off as of the people. It was probably 10 or 15 minutes we had to sit and wait, me in the row there, because people were wanting to come get their photos. And they were all very relaxed and happy to let people come in. They didn't like to pick him up and rush him off at all.
What were you talking about, though?
For me, luckily, I mean, as he sat down, I thought, oh, wow, I mean, I must think of something to say. but I had met him back in 2010 at another event that I'd worked on.
Okay.
And I said to him, oh, you will never remember this, but I actually have met you before, and I've even got a photo with you. And he said, oh, really, Tommy? And I told him about it. He remembered the whole event very clearly. He remembered all the details of it. And then by the time I found the photo on my phone to show him, he said, no, he clearly recalls that day. It was in 2010, and he left. It was at Monte Cassino. He left straight from Monte Cassino to the soccer, because it was the World Cup. And to my amazement, he recalled all the details just as clearly as I remembered it.
All right. So you weren't any – I mean, were you tempted to like, ask about the corruption charges, because he's basically on his way to court?
That's right. And actually, I didn't even know that, to be honest. I was – I'm on holiday, so I had kind of checked out of everything, and so I didn't know anything about that. But, you know, for me, it was very much just a case of I knew that even if I did try something or ask something – obviously, there were the bodyguards around paying attention, and I'm sure that I probably would have just been picked up and moved to a different seat and replaced. So
there was like a bell that goes off when you use words like Nkandla, corruption, all that kind of thing. Did he buy some peanuts?
So what he did is, I had my 6-year-old, he had some Easter eggs, and then my son said to him, Jacob Zuma, would you like some of my Easter eggs? And he said, oh, yes, he would love some, and he loves chocolate, so he took some. And then he had bought himself some Pringles. No, he hadn't. He asked for some Pringles, but I don't think he realized that on Kalula you actually pay for your snack.
Oh, no!
So then, So when they came, he looked for his wallet and he said, oh, I can't seem to find his wallet. And then there was a lady on the other side, and she said, no, she would love to pay for his Pringles. And so she paid. And then, yeah, so he had the Pringles and he had, I don't know if you know those old fisherman's mints that that people carry on. He had those. But he was sharing his mints and his Pringles with myself and my son, and he was happy to share with us throughout the flight.
He was sharing his mints with everybody just in case there was a bitter taste in their mouth.
There we go.
Just in case. There we go. Yeah, so that's how the other half lives. He didn't know that you have to pay for your peanuts.
But also, clearly, he doesn't fly low-cost airlines often then, because he doesn't know you have to rack the geld by your ear, hoor.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to carry that money,
But apparently he's flown before when he goes to Nkandla. He flies Kalula commercial to Durban. So, okay, so that all ended well. It's just amazing. I was just amazing. I would be the same. I mean, you know, your manners kick in. Everybody has so much to say about Jacob Zuma, but when you spend time with a guy next to you on the plane, you know, he's going to keep it pleasant, and he's going to be pleasant, and everybody, all of a sudden, there's this big Goombaya kind of, you know, happy mood around Jacob Zuma, and it's so ironic.
It is. I mean, I think it was an ironic 50 minutes, and I thought, let me just enjoy this time. The only fast political comment that he made is we're chatting about, because at the event back in 2010, his daughter Gugu was with him.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about children, and he started naming all his children to me, and he said, no, there's Gugu, and she's the TV writing and stuff now, and then there's this one. And then he just dropped, and then there's Duda Zane. I'm sure you know of him. He's my most famous child.
Oh, really? But Simon, he set you up there, man. He wanted comments and questions about
you. He wanted, I mean,
from
the people around.
Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
But he moved on quite quickly from that one.
I'm sure. And had a mint for the bitter taste.
That's it.
Listen,
that's
thanks. Thanks for the chat, Simon. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful picture. Cheers, bud. Bye.
Cheers.
Well, there you go. I mean, be honest now. What would you have done? A lot of people like Big Mouth. I definitely would have. I don't think you would have.
I'm just entertained that he was a damsel in distress. He was literally the girl that gets to the pay point and doesn't have the money to pay for her ticket. Then she looks around at the smile on her face like, can you give a T-Rex?
I didn't bring my wallet.
Yes. I just think that.
comments, questions, 084-850-0942. Start your day with Martin
Bester. Martin Bester, bye bye, thank you for the lekker show. 6 to 9 weekdays. Friday's on my day.